Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Bottomley. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting seventh. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tom Carey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Caldwell. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Earl Caldwell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting third. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monty Stratton. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Monty Stratton. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry misplays the ball. That's an error on Larry. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Rosenthal reaches second base with a double. Radcliffe moves to third. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura takes first base on ball four. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell, who is chasing the ball. Appling reaches third base with a triple. Radcliffe scores. Rosenthal scores. Bonura goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes takes first base on ball four. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dykes. The throw from Hemsley and he is safe. Dykes steals second. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Rosenthal hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Solters. Haas reaches second base with a double. Radcliffe goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Appling hits a pop-up towards first. Bottomley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley takes first base on ball 4. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Earl Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dykes is called out on strikes. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 1 in the game. Shea takes first base on ball 4. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton is 0 for 1 in the game. Stratton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 0 for 1 in the game. Solters takes first base on ball 4. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stratton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Haas reaches second base with a double. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Bonura is hit by the pitch. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got three RBIs. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Haas moves to third. Bonura moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0-for-1 in the game. Bottomley hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-1 in the game. West takes first base on ball 4. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stratton fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Shea hits a pop-up towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton is 0-for-2 in the game. Stratton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Stratton reaches second base with a double. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Caldwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rosenthal. Larry reaches second base with a double. Harlund Klift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klift is 0 for 2 in the game. Klift hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stratton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Rosenthal hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell, who is chasing the ball. Rosenthal reaches third base with a triple. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Score that a fielder's choice. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rosenthal scores. Bonura moves to third. It's 5-0, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bonura scores. Two outs. It's 6-0, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-0, White Sox. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Shea takes first base on ball 4. Monty Stratton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stratton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Stratton takes first base on ball 4. Shea moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Soltis hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0 for 2 in the game. Bottomley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. West hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bottomley moves to second. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hemsley takes first base on ball 4. Bottomley moves to third. West moves to second. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 2 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bottomley scores. West moves to third. Hemsley moves to second. It's 8-1, White Sox. Ed Coleman pinch hits for Earl Caldwell. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Rosenthal. Coleman reaches second base with a double. West scores. Hemsley scores. Carey goes all the way around to score. It's 8-4 to White Sox. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Larry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Coleman scores. It's 8-5, White Sox. Clint Brown now pitching. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-3 in the game. Clift hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rosenthal. Clift reaches second base with a double. Larry goes all the way around to score. It's 8-6, White Sox. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Clift moves to third. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Soltis hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.